Hi, everyone. It's time for another episode of the podcast. And this week, I interview Corey Rozenke. And Corey, we just had the best conversation. I know I say that every single week, but somehow I keep finding these truly incredible human beings. And guess what? They're so willing to be guinea pigs for the pod. I was super excited to meet Corey because Corey has released a new book called The Magnetic Heart of God. And really talking to Corey was super enchanting. Corey grew up in British Columbia, Canada, so we had kind of a conversation about the Maritimes and Prince Edward Island. We talked a little bit about Anne of Green Gables and how much we love L.M. Montgomery. Corey also grew up surrounded and enraptured by books, so we both had that in common. And you know, I love a good bibliophile. I'm all about it. And just hearing Corey's story, because you know, most times I know nothing about my guests, but Corey truly has emerged out of a very challenging life, a very challenging childhood, into creating something beautiful for people. And this book, The Magnetic Heart of God, it talks about our souls. And so we talk about that a little bit, or a lot of bit, in this episode. And you know, I'm all about listening to our souls. And you know, kind of one of the things I keep bringing up in this podcast is that if we had some more quiet time, if we appreciated the silence in our lives, perhaps we would more readily find our paths in life. Find the way that our soul or God or universe or spirit is directing us. And Corey's book is kind of a guidebook for listening to the soul and getting back to truth and authenticity. So without further ado, here's my really seriously wonderful conversation with Corey.
I remember leaving the city and it was an hour and a half looking at the clock and it was 10:01, something like it was 10:01 or 11:01. Anyway, I believe it was 10:01. And I prayed and I said, Lord, it's wintertime. I don't know how I'm going to go home. Like, just get me home safe. And I remember the next thing I remember, I should say, was my signal light was on and I was turning into the driveway and I looked at the clock and it was 10:14. And somehow I had gone an hour and a half and 13 minutes. Right. And so look, I remember at the time being like, oh my gosh, I just experienced a miracle.
Well, I would love to hear any like a story or stories that you have experienced or even just witnessed where you feel like you've witnessed something that was magical or miraculous in your life, something, you know, that changed your life forever, the life of someone else, whatever you feel safe or good enough about sharing.
Yeah. Well, I guess the first one I would say would be, maybe they're both connected to faith, but I would say I've had a couple experiences, you know, and it's very interesting when you get into the miraculous, how, if you're not careful, over time, you lose the miracle. Like, in the sense that over time, you begin to question the experience. And that, and there's you know, validity to that, you know, because in one hand, there's the saying that says the man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. Right. Meaning that if I had the experience, it doesn't matter how much you argue against the impossibility of it. I had the experience, you know, so too bad. But on the flip side of that, there's the saying that says that experience is the mother of illusion. And that is to say, ultimately, at the end of the day, experience is largely founded upon perspective. And so what kind of perspective did you have entering it? And number two, oftentimes that can evolve over time. And so true experience can become myth. But we can't, same time, we can't let that hold us back from remembering the miracle. So I'll give you a quick example. I remember one time, and I'm just sharing my experience, right? I remember one time being in a city called Red Deer, Alberta, and it was late at night, and I had an hour and a half drive, and I was dead tired. Just utterly exhausted. And I remember leaving the city, and it was an hour and a half, looking at the clock, and it was 10:01, something like, it was 10:01 or 11:01. Anyway, I believe it was 10:01. And I prayed, and I said, Lord, it's wintertime. I don't know how I'm going to go home. Like, just get me home safe. And I remember the next thing I remember, I should say, was my signal light was on and I was turning into the driveway and I looked at the clock and it was 10:14. And somehow I had gone an hour and a half and 13 minutes. Right. And so look, I remember at the time being like, oh my gosh, I just experienced a miracle. And, you know, of course, over time, your brain goes, did that really happen? Did I really have that experience? Right. I know I did. You know, that's exactly what happened. I have several stories like that, but I would say, you know, and maybe I'm going to bore you with this, but I would say the biggest miracles that I've seen and experienced have been heart changes, right? Where I've, when you see someone, when you see a healthy person, I want to clarify that, forgive what most of us would consider unforgivable. That's a miracle. And it's beautiful. Right. I've seen people lost in desperate addiction suddenly, through work as well, through hard work as well, and choices, but get healed and healthy. And it's like, that's a miracle. When you see, my point being, when you see someone change in a way that the world either thinks is impossible or in some cases even thinks shouldn't happen, right? That's a miracle. I mean, even in my own life, I think I used to be, if I'm honest, and this is hard to admit, because of my upbringing that we talked about, it turned me into a very self-reliant person. And as a self-reliant person, I had to become very closed to protect myself. And to be honest, judgmental and condescending. And so to see, I would say that it was more an act of a miracle than an act of behavior modification on my part, where I can see today how I love people now in a way that I could never have imagined in my 20s and early 30s. And I would call that a miracle. I would call that a transformative miracle. Again, I don't know if that bores you, you know, but that type of thing, but that would be, I would say those things to me have been profound. And I've seen that over and over again in life. People, I've seen stories where people have been healed, right? And it's been a beautiful thing, but bigger than any of that biological stuff, right? It's more that soul issue where I've seen people transformed inside. And so as a result, I don't throw anybody away. I think I'd say the miracles that I've seen have done two things for me. Number one, I believe that all things are possible. And that is a delight to go through life knowing all things are possible. There's so many people out there who don't have that privilege or that blessing. So all things are possible. And number two, I don't throw anybody away. No, nobody is beyond redemption or beyond wholeness. Everybody can come back to the place they need to be.
right, everyone. That's episode 156 and my really great conversation with Corey. There will be a link to Corey's website in the episode show notes, as well as complete attribution for the music used. But getting back to Corey, on the Treasures page of the website, there will be a link to his book so that you can check it out and possibly purchase it. I need to thank Corey for telling all of his stories and for being such a gracious guest. Remember, listeners, it's all about the ratings and reviews, so please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. I am so grateful to each and every one of you that does that, and it makes my heart sing and helps me to keep going. So thanks to all of you who have left a rating or written a little review. And remember, everybody, producing this podcast does cost money. And so if you consider it, please do think about supporting me on Patreon. That's Patreon. Every month, you can support me for either $3, $5, or $10 a month. And that helps me defray some of the cost of producing the pod, because it does cost money. I'm so very grateful to those of you that already support me. You have no idea what your support means to me. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Corey. Read books. Get addicted by the stories out there. How can you live into the stories that you're reading? Whether it's Moby Dick and the tale of the white whale, or Peter Rabbit and the story of Mr. McGregor and his garden, or even a comic book or graphic novel. What is your story and how are you living it in the world? Corey and I talked a little bit about how much we loved Anne of Green Gables, and I told him partially it was because the author does such an incredible job talking about how gorgeous Prince Edward Island is. And those kind of gorgeous words and her imagery really caught me when I was a child and brought so much beauty to my life. So what books bring beauty to you? What books open your mind and open your soul? Because really, it's all about the soul at the end. And so be like Corey. Have a conversation with your soul and do it every day. And pretty soon, I'm guessing, you're going to be more open to the beauty, more open to the people, and more open to the path that you should be living in this world. Thank you for listening, and I'll be seeing you so very soon with another episode of the podcast.